Thanks for your Hooters love and support during these difficult times. We'll always be here to offer a welcome escape from this crazy world with our amazing Hooters girls and fun-loving atmosphere. We know it can be tough to get out with friends and family these days, but don't worry, we've got you covered. It's fall, the game's on, and there's nothing better than Hooters to go to pull it all together for a great time. Hooters, our place or yours, we'll make it fun. Visit originalhooters.com.
This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. We are now making the transition from playoff semifinal week to championship week, recording this on early Monday afternoon before the Steelers-Bengals game is played to give us time to do a few podcasts this week, solicit emails, give you a second opinion on things involving your championship game or your last place game if you are playing one of those this week. It's episode 44 of season 5 of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. My thanks to Hooters for their ongoing sponsorship. Seasons 2 through seasons 5, we look forward to packing your restaurant in August/September of 2021 with multiple podcast leagues as we have done in the past. And of course, I thank Bill Curry Ford and General Manager Sean Sullivan for his support of the Fantasy Football Podcast and maintaining the one podcast league we had this year by offering his showroom floor after the dealership closed and a $1,000 Happy Gilmore-sized check to the winner of our podcast league. And Sean, I've been saying this on the podcast, and I will say it to you in person when I see you soon to talk about some other things. Since we plan to have multiple podcast leagues next year to return to Hooters, if you would like to continue your relationship and your connection to this podcast league that you play in, we would love to have you host it. We would love to have your name on it and also the $1,000 Happy Gilmore size check is obviously welcome anytime you want to do it again. So thank you, Sean Sullivan and Bill Curry Ford, in addition to the original Hooters brand locations, 11 of which are throughout the greater Tampa Bay area. Before I go any further, let me congratulate Rob Wright, a former podcast league champion. I believe Rob won the league in 2017. He might have won our first podcast league championship. I believe Bill Eisman won a podcast league championship in 2018. And Val, who was geographically relocated to Maine at the time of our draft this year and couldn't attend our draft at Bill Curry Ford. So Val will be back in this league or a future league, hopefully in 2021. I believe Rob Wright won. He's also a Todd Wright Tour player. He and his wife are very supportive of various things that I do. Wonderful people. So Rob Wright defeated me by roughly 6 points. In our semifinal, it was a pretty even matchup. Honestly, Rob had the better team. He got just a little bit more out of some players than I got out of my players, but it was a very good battle that went right down to the latter stages of the fourth quarter of the Browns-Giants game on Sunday night. Neither of us had any players in the Steelers-Bengals game. So Rob advances to try to win his second podcast league championship, and he'll be taking on ABC Action News chief meteorologist Dennis Phillips, playing in the league for the second year in a row. Dennis has pulled two upsets in the playoffs in successive weeks, taking out Kevin from the Locked On Rays podcast and a very smart fantasy player in the quarterfinals, and then defeating Papa Mike from Papa John's of Tampa Bay, the GM of the West Water store and a huge supporter of Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments, with not only Dennis's highest point total of the year, maybe it might be the highest point total I've had in the podcast league all season. And that's going to lead me into a thought on this edition of the podcast to get championship week going. So it's Rob versus Dennis for the podcast league championship and the $1,000 Happy Gilmore sized check presentation from Sean Sullivan of Bill Curry Ford. Good luck to you guys. Email is ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com, ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. And again, starting this year, I only take care of my active podcast listeners. If I'm going to take the time to respond in detail to your emails with fantasy questions asking for a second opinion, I decided in the off season the least you could do for me was to give me a listen on the podcast, because that helps me in terms of maintaining sponsorship, because there's so much fantasy content out there that you have to pay for, and I don't want you to pay for any of it on my watch. So now it was actually the first time this year, in week 15, I got an email from someone who seemed very familiar with me, didn't use the keyword, and I simply wrote him back and I said, here's what you need to do. And I didn't hear from him again. That was one of the first times all year that this happened. But I stand by what I did, because those of you listening to the podcast right now, you deserve my attention more than those who don't. And I have you to thank for 5 years of a successful podcast here. And no reason to believe we won't keep it going in year 6. So the email for championship week, or for you to avoid last place if you're in the last place game in your league, ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com, ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com, keyword champ, C-H-A-M-P, champ. Use that keyword in the subject line or early in the content of your email so I know you're an active podcast listener, and I'll give you a second opinion on whatever you need for week 16. So Dennis Phillips from ABC Action News put up a record for him and maybe a league best. I think it was somewhere around 122 points in our modernized, adjusted standard scoring that I use in the podcast league, as well as very similar settings in the foundation league. And a lot of that was due to his plug and play of Tony Pollard. Now, he had Pollard on his roster. I don't know how long he's had Pollard on his roster, because I've had Pollard on my roster in my foundation league also for a little while, as Zeke has been on and off the injury reports. And let's just talk about Tony Pollard right now and his significance in what he likely meant to many teams making it to the championship game. The first thing that stands out to me, and of course, all of my leagues use Yahoo. As I look right now at Yahoo percent rostered, Tony Pollard rostered in 46% of leagues. That means over 50% of leagues, Tony Pollard was available to claim on waivers in the 90 minutes between Ezekiel Elliott hitting the inactive list at 11:30 a.m. Eastern time and the Cowboys kicking off against the Bosa-less 49ers at 1 o'clock. Pollard was available in over 50% of leagues. Now, I know that number likely went up in terms of how many rostered him from 11:30 a.m. on Sunday Eastern time to 1 p.m. Eastern time. But the point is, we got to kickoff of that Cowboys-Niners game, and there was Pollard still sitting there to be claimed and played in over half of Yahoo leagues. And if you did not get big production out of your running backs, which has been a very difficult thing to do this year on a regular basis, and you lost your semifinal game, this is a decision that you should regret. Pollard was clearly in a position to be featured for the first time all year. Pollard has looked more explosive on his increased reps in recent weeks than even Ezekiel Elliott. The Niners, one of the best defenses in the league, preventing touchdown passes in the red zone. It's why I wanted to bench Amari Cooper, although honestly, Amari Cooper helped me get to this point, his last 3 weeks of double-digit fantasy points. I toyed with the decision. In the end, I kept Cooper in the lineup because I couldn't make enough of a case for someone else to replace Cooper in the lineup. It just didn't work out for me. But that lent itself to even more of, look, the Cowboys are still a run-based offense. Pollard is the featured back, and he's going to get high volume. That's just the way the Cowboys are built, and he's going to get those touches in the red zone since the Niners' pass defense is so stingy on giving up short touchdown passes. It worked out so well, not just for Dennis Phillips from ABC Action News. And in essence, it was the margin of victory, I think, in Dennis's game over Papa Mike from Papa John's. I show Pollard as RB2. Now, this is before the Monday night game between the Steelers and the Bengals, although I think I have a hard time believing any Steeler running back or Bengal running back is going to be able to approach the numbers that Pollard put up. Only David Montgomery was better, and he's obviously been trending in the right direction as the only other Bear you've wanted to start in recent weeks with Allen Robinson, who's always dependable in fantasy formats. I show Montgomery at 28.2 points in my leagues. I show Tony Pollard at 25.2 points. Pollard touched the ball 18 times, gave you 132 yards of tandem offense, and had the two rushing touchdowns as the Cowboys put up 40-plus to beat the San Francisco 49ers. So in a year where so many of you have struggled to find a running back you really want to start that you feel good about, that's going to get you volume, that's going to get you yardage, that can potentially get you rushing touchdowns, Pollard was an extremely smart play. Excuse me. So let me jump across to another league and talk about this a little bit. I often talk about my friends in Tampa Bay at 102.5 The Bone, which is a talk station in Tampa Bay where I'm fortunate to know a lot of people, make appearances, and they support my Todd Wright Tour golf events and my podcasts. So in one of their semifinals this week was my great friend Drew Garabo of Drew Garabo Live and Mike Olivero, the marketing genius for many years here in the Tampa Bay area, who also hosts his own show on Saturday and is part of the Bone Fantasy Live group on Sunday morning. So at various times during the week, both on and off the air, I made appearances with Drew and Mike or exchanged phone calls or text messages with both, talking about what their options were, not sharing any details with the other. These are both friends of mine. They solicited my second opinion. Drew was first early in the week, then again, then Mike on the air on Saturday, and then Drew reached out on Sunday morning, and Drew and I said, Drew, I'll make myself available to you after we get the inactives at 11:30 a.m. And Drew invested his first round pick in this league in Ezekiel Elliott. So here all of a sudden Ezekiel Elliott is scratched, and Drew runs down what his other options are. And I just simply said to Drew, is Tony Pollard on waivers? He checked. He was. I said, grab him. Grab him right now. Drew did. Then we had a longer conversation. I said, just grab him for right now. Because if you win this week, you might have a very compelling case to play him next week. And if nothing else, you don't want him on anyone else's roster this week or next week if Zeke stays down. So then the more we talked about it, the more I spoke of just how the Cowboys are built, the position Pollard was in, the fact that the Niners are stingy with giving up red zone touchdown passes, and that Pollard was in a really good position to get volume and potentially score in the red zone. And it obviously worked out great for Drew, just as it worked out for Dennis Phillips, who had actually claimed him, what, probably 2 to 3 weeks ago. I don't know the date of the transaction in the podcast league. But Tony Pollard, more fantasy points in my scoring settings than Derrick Henry, Dalvin Cook, Aaron Jones. Yeah. Do we need to say any more? That, to me, is one of the better plug-and-play running backs in the fantasy semifinals in recent years. I'm sure there are other examples, but especially in a year where there just haven't been many legit RB2s throughout the season. You've been starting various running backs just hoping to have them fall into the end zone, or maybe they'll have a big day, but you don't feel good about it. This was the move. Whether, like Dennis Phillips, you felt there might be a game where Zeke doesn't play and I want Pollard on my roster to immediately put him in the lineup, or as was the case in Drew's league, and apparently, again, I'll quote it, I'm looking at it right now, as of Monday afternoon, in Yahoo leagues, Tony Pollard is still not rostered in 54% of leagues. He was just sitting there in over one of two leagues between 11:30 a.m. when Zeke was declared inactive and 1 p.m. for you to simply pick up and put in your lineup, and he might have been the difference in you winning and losing and making the fantasy championship. The fun of fantasy football. All right, that's enough for this edition of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Remember the email if you want a second opinion from me this week on your championship game or how to win your last place game. I'll even give you thoughts if you really want to win your third place game because you hate the other person. That's fine. Or you just need to win that third place game because it's a good friend of yours, or it's your girlfriend, or it's your wife. Hey, in my foundation league, we have husband going against wife, recently married, for the championship. We'll talk more about that on a future podcast. But the email is toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com. The keyword this week is champ, C-H-A-M-P, subject line or early in the content of your email to let me know you are a podcast listener. And honestly, if Tony Pollard is sitting there available in your leagues, you have no reason not to claim, even if he doesn't play in week 16. Just the fact that he's sitting out there in 54% of Yahoo leagues, and I would imagine that number is similar across leagues, whether it's ESPN or CBS or wherever you choose to play, that's very telling. And for those of you that claimed him between 11:30 a.m. and 1 p.m. and played him, well done. I hope, I believe it was probably a winning move for you. All right, we'll be back with at least two more episodes this week to get you ready for your fantasy championship of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Thanks to Hooters and thanks to Bill Curry Ford.